The Archdiocese of Toronto and the National Catholic Broadcasting Council, through the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, presents Sunday TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to the celebration of the Sunday televised Mass on the 29th Sunday in ordinary time. And today is World Mission Sunday. I am Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from an anonymous donor from Mississauga, Ontario. This Mass is being offered for the Saldana family, both living and deceased, and for the intention of Machado, Barnes, Fernandez, Rodericks, Nazareth families, and Adrian D'Souza. Our thanks to our donor for the gift of the televising of this Mass, to the faithful of Canada and all around the world. World Mission Sunday was started by Pope Pius XI in 1926, and to support both spiritually and physically by finances, the missions in our country, in the world. Canada has decided to support six northern Canadian territories, and this money goes to help them. Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar and the things that are God's. This is what the gospel tells us. And so as we begin this Eucharist, we ask the Lord to forgive us for the times when we have given to Caesar the things that belong to God. You were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us praise God as we say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped, to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel, my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that all may know, from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. From Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth, and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus was aware of their malice and said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, "Whose head is this and whose title?" They answered, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. There are three kings in our readings today. King Cyrus in the reading from Isaiah, Emperor Nero, who is in the background and not mentioned as a background to Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, and Caesar, not the real man, but his head on a coin in the gospel. And Isaiah, Paul, and Jesus say that these, because they are legitimate authorities, should be given respect and the laws should be obeyed. King Cyrus was the king of Babylon. His treasury was empty. And he made a very smart political move by repatriating all the Jews back to Jerusalem. But the Jews never looked at anything except through the eyes of faith. And they saw even in Cyrus the agent of God sending them back to the land that they wanted because of their prayers. Paul was always proclaiming the kingdom of God, But he said, the only way I can proclaim this is when there is peace and harmony. And therefore, he told Timothy, in the letter to Timothy, he says, pray for the emperor so that when there is law and order, we can proclaim Christ in whom we live and move and have our being. When we come to the gospel, we find that Matthew shapes this parable, shapes this event in order to meet the situation of his time. Namely, the scribes and the Pharisees wanted to know what was true orthodoxy and who were the true believers. Should they pay attention to Caesar or should they pay attention to the Torah and the covenant and traditions? And Jesus saw their malice behind this all. Pope Francis has also taken the gospel to shape the issues of our time. Climate change, our stewardship of the earth, euthanasia, abortion, immigrancy, the rampant capitalism that rich nations use the poor nations as pawns. And Pope Francis speaks out against them. The Benedictine sister, Joan Chichester, has said that the church for the last 2,000 years has proclaimed Jesus as a healer. Jesus as a healer wanted to bring peace. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. Jesus would always say, if somebody strikes you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. If somebody takes your cloak from you, give your tunic as well. Jesus was always healing the blind, the lame, the deaf. And that was because the Spirit of the Lord had come down upon him to proclaim the good news. But 2,000 years have passed, and there is another aspect of Jesus, and that is Jesus the prophet. Jesus the prophet who spoke about and chastised, as we see in the gospel today, he saw their malice, and he chastised the scribes and the Pharisees. And you see that in Matthew chapter 23, when he calls them whitened sepulchres full of dead men's bones. Jesus the prophet took a whip and drove the sellers out of the temple. Do not make my Father's house a den of thieves. Jesus, who upturned the protocols of society, he ate with tax collectors and with prostitutes and with sinners. How dare a rabbi do these things? A prophet by nature has to recognize the evil that is done in our society, to name it and to proclaim it. And if we don't do this, our church becomes totally irrelevant. We are just a business class club otherwise, and we don't even know how to do business well. And therefore, we have as a church to proclaim Jesus as a prophet today. Being a prophet is awful. You look at Isaiah, you look at Ezekiel, you look at Jeremiah, you look at Amos. What did they have? They were beaten, they were thrown into prison, they were thrown into well, they were even threatened with death. But a prophet must proclaim the word of God in season and out of season. As the prophet says, the word of God burns within me and I have to proclaim. I have to give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. Unfortunately, we take things that are God and give to Caesar the things that belong to God. We are so bothered with protocols, we are so bothered with political correctness that we even sell out our heritage, just like Esau sold it to his brother Jacob. And so we are called once again. If we are going to be relevant in our world today, then we have to proclaim the good news of the gospel. What would you have to do? We have to name the evil that is in our world today. If not, then the church might as well shut the doors. Our pews are going to be empty. Who wants to listen to us? We have to name them, and after naming them, warn the believers that this is the way to go. We have to support believers in their desire to be integral, Blessed are the pure of heart. Pure of heart does not mean to have no bad thoughts, bad desires, but pure of thought means to give to God the things that are God and to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. To be people of integrity requires a lot of courage. And as Sister Joan Chesterton says, in our world today, it calls for uncommon courage. An uncommon courage that can look at the world, can face it, and can realize that for so long we have been giving to Caesar the things that belong to God. It is high time that we stand up to what we truly believe in, because otherwise what we are doing is we are selling out, and Jesus would have no part of it. You want to be my disciple? Pick up your cross daily. Proclaim to the world the good news, for the Spirit of the Lord has come down on you as much as it come down on me. Proclaim the good news to the poor. God bless you all. Would you join me now as we make our act of faith? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen. And so we pray. We pray for all those in our daily televised Mass intention book. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
During the season of Thanksgiving, we thank God for all the blessings we have been given, and we ask for continued blessings on ourselves, on our neighbors, and on our country. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase of vocations on this World Mission Sunday to places that do not hear the word of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, receive all these prayers that we make through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My sisters, my brothers, that this our sacrifice be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and good of all His holy Church.
Grant us, O Lord, sincere respect for your gifts, that through the purifying action of your grace, we may be cleansed by the very mysteries we serve, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, Jesus humbled himself and was born of the Virgin Mary. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death, and by rising from the dead, he gave us eternal life. And so with the angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, all the clergy, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your faith. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of this your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Wherever you are, share a sign of peace and friendship.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us and all our dear ones unto life everlasting.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that benefiting from the participation in these heavenly things, we may be helped by what you give us in this present age and be prepared for the gifts that are eternal through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go now in the peace of Christ to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.